Well, no. Why don't you stand on a chair and stuff a little cotton or rags or something between the bell and the clapper? You think so? Well, gee, I'm not sure, but I don't think there'd be anything dangerous about it. Could be, I suppose. But just a second, Miss John. Who maybe Vic would know about that? Just a second. Vic?
Yeah, ma'am.
What's your father doing?
In the bedroom with her necktie.
Ask him to come to the head of the stairs a minute.
Okay.
Miss Donahue? All the men in the family are upstairs getting into clean shirts. Well, we don't hardly think of this company, but Mr. and Miss Stenbottom are coming over to say cards after this. Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, I bet that is aggravating. I remember one time I had that
thing
happen. Yes, Miss Donahue. Just a second, Miss.
I don't know.
Donna, whose doorbell is stuck and won't stop ringing.
Then
well, she don't want you to come right over. All she wants to know is, will there be any danger in stuffing some cotton in between the clapper and the bell?
Then
I'd be right over. No, there's no necessity for any foolishness. Just a little apprehension. She might blow a fuse or something, stuffing cotton in the doorbell.
I'm on my way
back. Oh, sorry about all this powder on, Miss Donna. Vic's coming downstairs. I guess he wants to talk with you. Uh-huh. Is Miss Elder still there? Oh.
She minds buttons off his shirt.
Yeah, she's a hysterical type person.
Two buttons off his shirt, ma'am.
Oh,
she wanted to announce her two buttons off in his shirt.
Yes, that's true.
She told me to wear a white shirt, and it's the last clean white shirt I got. That don't solve the problem.
Yes, I can hear it ringing, Miss Donahue. Oh, I bet there's not a speck of danger in stuffing a little cotton in between the clappers.
All right. Now tell me exactly what happened. One side, but. Well, don't go away. Stand by.
Just a second, Miss Donahue.
Tell her to keep cool and not be frightened.
She's not frightened. She just wants to know.
Well, her doorbell stuffing won't stop ringing.
Yeah. She tells her to cross the street, run over for a minute, and push the doorbell button, and it either jammed
or...
Let's not have a beat to
one side, sir.
I'm not in the road.
But don't go away. I might need to run a few errands.
Let's not have anything to do.
Miss Donahue? Yes. I understand you're having a little trouble. Yes, I can hear it, Jiggy. Well, now, the first thing, Miss Donahue, is to keep your head. Don't get overexcited.
Don't you know?
No, there's absolutely nothing to get panic-stricken about, so just keep calm. And I'll be right over. That's the spirit, Miss Johnson. If you feel the impulse to get panic-stricken, what? No, I don't think I'd advise that, Miss Johnson. No, by all means, don't stuff cotton in the door, sir. No. All right, Miss Johnson. And I'll be right over. Goodbye.
What is this thing?
Rush. Where's that?
Over here.
What you doing?
Just about to raise this window and see if I can hear Miss Diamond's doorbell ringing.
He's it.
Huh?
Stop. You will proceed immediately to the basement and fetch me my screwdriver, hammer, monkey wrench, and open.
Oh, now, hey.
Oh, hop along, right?
I got two buttons off my shirt.
How's that?
I got two buttons off my shirt.
This is no time for trivialities, my boy. On your way. Screwdriver, hammer, monkey wrench, and open.
Do you realize Fred and Ruth will walk in here in a minute?
Cards? How would you like to have me play cards? What? You'd have me complacently play cards while the poor woman next door is being driven frantic by that constant ringing?
Any such thing, being driven frantic. She was laughing about her doorbell being stopped.
I heard her laugh.
Well, sure.
She laughed a shot, too, with hysteria.
Oh,
my specimen of manhood, I'd be if I allowed that poor panic-stricken woman...
You're just eager to get a chance to tinker around with electricity.
I beg your pardon?
You like to putter and fiddle around and stuff. Same way with doorbells or jar with alarm clocks. You can't keep your hands off.
You're behaving a little feverishly, there's nothing serious about this, Johnny. Isn't it?
Well, of course there's nothing serious.
I'll fix that doorbell in the trunk.
She can fix it in a trunk. All she's got to do is stand on a chair and stuff a little cotton in the doojigger.
Yes, and perhaps get a shock that might kill her. Electrical setup in a modern resident state is very much like a human nervous system. Why, it's childish and primitive to think of stuffing cotton in the...
Come on, Ringer.
Well, hurry
up, Rush.
Tell her to keep cool now.
What?
If that's Miss Donna, you tell her to keep cool. I'll tell her I'll be there immediately.
Oh. Hello? Oh, yes, Ruthie. Oh, now, hey. Oh, no, but Fred always buys the treats.
You bring everything?
Yeah.
Give me my overall.
Well, gollies, if you insist. All right, just a minute. Flavor ice cream you want.
Doggone overall shrunk like a house of fire last time they got washed. Can't hardly get them on.
Why do you need overalls just to fix the little doorbell?
Yeah?
That's fine, too. Flavor ice cream you want.
Oh, you better count me out.
Why?
This might be an all-night job.
Hey, now, listen, you're not going to drive this station into the ground.
Look, is that roll of rubber tape still in the pantry? I may need it to wrap around my hammer and insulate
that
the hammer.
That's right, Mama. Oh, yes, you think? Flavor ice cream you want.
Caramel.
Red meat.
Chewy fruity.
Fred likes chocolate.
All right, then chocolate.
I'm not even talking to you. Chocolate vest?
Run and get me that roll of rubber tape.
I'm sorry to take all this time, Ruthie. We had to discuss what flavor would taste the best. Yeah. Decided on chocolate. Yes. They're standing here just foaming at the mouth. He's so anxious to taste chocolate ice cream. Yes. All right, baby. And you scold that nasty old Fred for always insisting on buying the treat. All right, lady. Goodbye. Here at the drugstore. Be here in just a few minutes.
Overalls are too tight.
What you need overalls for?
This might turn out to be a dirty mess of business.
No, wait for mercy.
And so what am I going to do?
Where's that?
I sent him after that roll of rubber tape. Working around electricity, your fella needs to insulate his tools. Where's Mr. Donahue tonight?
He's taking a freight drag to Kansas City.
When'll he be back?
Tomorrow, sometime, I guess.
No need to notify him.
What?
I say there's probably no need to notify him. His wife run into this trouble.
Have you gone out of your head or what? Stop and think for half a second. Nothing's happened. Donahue's doorbell is stuck and won't stop ringing. Is that any big urgent calamity that requires...
I bet she's almost frantic.
Well, why would she be almost frantic?
The constant unceasing jangling of a doorbell would drive anybody frantic.
Oh.
Remember when Fred's auto horn got stuck and kept tooting? You said it made you so nervous.
This isn't an auto horn. A little dinky doorbell. All Miss Donahue's got to do is stuff a little cotton in it. As far as that goes, all she has to do is give a jerk and disconnect the wire. Fred and Lucy are on their way.
Fred and Lucy.
They're not going to let you go over next door there and take doorbells apart while our company sits here twiddling their thumbs.
You got to go.
Yeah, but I can't do a lot of hunting.
Okay.
Fred? Yes, sir. I said, I'm just not going to let you go over there next door and take doorbells apart while our company sits here.
I may be able to put my finger on the situation in 2 minutes.
I bet if you go, you stay half an hour.
You coming along, son?
Okay.
Good. I felt I could depend on you. We'll handle this little matter, you and me. See that straight, Miss Donahue, for my flight.
Drop one thing in.
Oh?
Goodbye, Faye.
Huh?
We're on our way.
Wait a minute.
I don't think we'd best carry.
Wait, this is Miss Donahue.
Yeah?
I see Miss Donahue. Ha ha. Ah, sure. All right, Miss Donahue. You bet. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Why didn't you send me a telephone?
This great crisis is over. She poked a pin at the stuck doorbell button a couple times and it's come out easy as pie. And the ringing stopped, and now everything is dandy. You look fine.
I look fine.
You look wonderful. Standing there in your overalls with a hammer in one hand and a monkey wrench in the other. Face all flushed, your eyes all wild, and your breath coming in quick little gasps.